This morning, we're going to start off with the ACB Get Up and Get Moving campaign. We all know a lot of blind folks, myself included, are not maybe moving as much as we should, especially with sitting here in front of Zoom. But Leslie Spoon from ACB is here to talk to us all about the Get Up and Get Moving campaign. Leslie, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you for having me, and thank you to Andrea. I really appreciate it. All right, so it's kind of weird saying good morning. I'm in Florida, and it's already afternoon for me. So, but good morning to you guys. So, yay. 90 years, that's amazing. Happy birthday, I'll say. So, 90 and young, right? Staying young with Get Up and Get Moving. So I'm talking a little bit to you guys about the American Council of the Blind, Get Up and Get Moving. I know we all kind of use the alphabet soup. So it is known as ACBGUGM. So that's our alphabet soup for the day. So if you don't do anything else and you work out, you can work out your mouth by saying that alphabet soup title. So it is a wonderful, we were a campaign when we started. When COVID started, everybody was, you know, had to stay home. And what were we going to do? The community events happened, started, which was wonderful, with Cindy Hollis and her team. And Tony Stevens had this wonderful idea at that time, our development director, and said, let's start a Get Up and Get Moving campaign to get people moving, because we were all home. We could all be on Zoom and move together, which was a really, really cool idea. So kind of fast forward to today, we have now come from a campaign to a committee. So we are a committee now. Connie Sims and myself are the co-chairs of the committee. Our committee chair was Tom Tobin, and he has stepped down now. So it is, we reformed again, and so it's Connie Sims and myself as the co-chairs. And then we have Dan Dillon on, and Peggy Garrett and Jeanette Kutash, Cecily Laney Nipper. And we have Jolynn Bailey Page as our staff, and Claire Stanley as our staff now, and Dan Spoon as our staff. So if anybody's interested in coming on, we'd love to have you. Please reach out to Connie Sims or myself. We have three subcommittees under Get Up and Get Moving. It's the membership and affiliates, which we come to some of the conventions in the ACB world and sometimes work out and sometimes just chat about what we've been doing. So that's one of them. We are having a lot of stuff happen at convention. So if you're coming to convention, check us out. It'll be in the calendar. We're going to have a session on a little workout and aromatherapy with Connie and myself, and some testimonials from some wonderful people that their life journey and fitness journey has taken them on to. So that'll be a convention. And we're also doing the peer walk on, I believe, Saturday night. So stay tuned for that. That'll be one of our events, and then other events we're having as well. So lots of fun events. Love to get up and get moving. I don't know if you guys know, my background is in fitness, so I love to get up and get moving. And I'm on the community events, so if you ever want to come and work out, come and check the community calendar out and catch me. I'm every day at 4 p.m. Eastern, which is 1 p.m. Pacific your time. So come and check me out. We also have the other subcommittee, which is advocacy. And that's a really growing, and a lot's going on in the advocacy world with all our imperatives that we had in our DC leadership conference this year, and with technology and getting the equipment accessible and helping us get to our doctor's visits and do telehealth. So there's a lot of advocacy work going on with Get Up and Get Moving. If you're interested in that, please reach out to Connie Sims. And then we also have our sponsorship committee, subcommittee under Dan Dillon, and that's with our health heroes that we do. In the past, we've had three health heroes, which was Nike, Walmart, and American Printing House. And we've just revised our sponsorship letter to go out to corporations to see if they'd like to come on as a health hero. So that's pretty much it. If anybody's interested, please reach out to one of us. We'd always love to have new blood and new excitement and you know, to get up and get moving and keep you young and keep you fit. And, you know, we think of fitness, Steve, as, oh my gosh, it's a workout. I don't want to work out. You know, it's really your life journey. It's really, you know, walking or marching or clapping your hands, whatever you can do in your fitness journey and your life is working out. Talking is working out. Laughing. You're using different muscles. So don't think about workout as a bad word or exercise. So again, if you do want to come and join us, we'd love to have you. We do have a Facebook page. It is going to be revised and updated, but we do have a Facebook page. So come look us, Get Up and Get Moving Facebook. And I can open up for questions, Steve. I can do whatever you need me to do. And I really appreciate you having me and Andrea. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, great. Yeah. So you talk about a Saturday night event and different. Do you guys have events where folks can, you know, get together and share, you know, if somebody is doing a particular type of exercise? Do you have any kind of pairing up of folks, or how does all that work?
We don't really have that per se, but we have the Facebook page. So, you know, you can go on the Facebook page and we can see that and kind of reach out to that person, or they can always reach out to Connie and myself and, we can get back with them. But at convention, you know, I'm sure we can all hook up and do something together or talk about our life journeys and fitness journeys. And, like I said, we are going to have our session on Tuesday afternoon on July, I think it's 5th. Don't quote me on that date, but it's Tuesday. So I believe it's July 5th, Friday. Sorry, July 8th or 9th. Sorry about that.
So, yeah, convention is later this year than it usually is. It's actually after the 4th of July. So it's kind of confusing. So,
So I think it's July 8th or 9th that Tuesday, and it's at 2:30 p.m. where we're going to do. Connie Sims is going to do her aromatherapy, and I'm going to do some fitness, light fitness, either, you know, yoga or a little resistance or something. And then we've got some testimonials from our committee. So,
all right. For everybody going to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Andrew, do we have any raised hands?
And I am here.
Oh, hi, Debbie.
Hi. I have two questions. One's really simple. Is your contact information for the Get Up and Get Moving initiative an ACB committee or something is on the ACB website that I can contact?
Sure. Yes. It is an ACB committee, and we are on the committee page now. So if not, I can give my information to Andrea and she can give it to you.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Right.
I have your information. So, so that sounds good. So my other question is a little more complicated. Y'all talked at our convention last year about Get Up and Get Moving and left a couple email addresses. And I emailed those addresses and I said, I got so motivated. I created an exercise quote recording quote called Office Moves. Exercises you can do at your desk.
Wonderful.
And I wanted to put it out in the public domain, and I was hoping like ACB Media might play it sometime. But when I contacted the committee, nobody got back to me. And I really would like to share this with some people so that they can have exercises they can do at their desk.
Sure. Why don't you send that to me? It's Debbie, right? Debbie?
Yeah, I'm Debbie Armstrong. I'll send it to you.
Okay, please send it to me. That would be great. We did go under some transition with the committee, and we were down for a while. We were dormant for a little bit, and now we're back up and moving. So, So I apologize for that, that it got, you know, kind of shuffled around. But definitely please send it to me, and I'll share it with the committee, and then we'll put it out wherever we can.
No problem. I'll go back on mute. Thank you.
Thank you. Steve, just want to tell everybody, if you're not subscribed to the ACB community, it's community@acb.org, and that'll give you the calendar of events each day. And I am on there Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern. And Friday is happy hour cardio at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. So it's 12:30 you guys' time. So it's a lot of fun. I'm not like normal classes where you don't talk at all. We talk, we laugh, and have a really, really good time. And It's not hard, and we always break down the moves. And if you don't know, we, you know, everybody says, "Hey, stop!" So we really break it down. So it's a lot of fun. Come try it out. You know, check out the community.
Yeah, that's a lot of good things going on there for sure. So 1 p.m. Pacific time. We have any more raised hands, Andrea?
We do. Artis, go ahead, please.
Yes, I wanted to ask, have you ever thought about having a partner program where you get two or three people that are interested in the same goals? Like, it could be losing weight. It could be just doing more exercise per day, which would inspire people to do it more. Because I know you have your group activities, but I think, you know, sometimes one-on-one or just a couple people together, you know, sometimes might work better.
That's a good thought. And yeah, so Artis, thank you. I have thought about that. We might be able to do that and either do it. It's easier to do it at convention, probably. If people were going to go, we probably could do something like that, or, you know, on Zoom. Let me noodle on that, because I've actually thought about that myself, because there are people that need a little bit more one-on-one. And I always offer one-on-one. So if you're interested, just reach out to me, because I am a personal trainer. So I love to do one-on-ones. But if you're interested, that would be fine. But great, great thoughts. Thank you.
Okay, and who do we have next?
Okay, we have a phone number, 818.
Good morning, everybody. This is Pam Metz. Leslie, hi, how are you?
Hi, good morning.
I had a question. I'm looking for, I have lost 165 pounds. I've had skin removal surgery.
Congratulations.
And since January, I have a skin removal resurgery. And I'm looking for, do you guys offer any, I know it's Get Up and Get Moving, the doctor wants me to maintain the weight I'm at right now, any just toning, keeping things toned type of exercises?
Yes, I do my resistance classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, and that's 1 p.m. your time.
That's early.
Okay. Or you can call me, and I'd be willing to, you know, maybe map out a workout plan for you. You can do it on your own. Or
okay,
we can,
and then...
Sorry.
The other question was, the Get Up and Get Moving, it is a committee, I understand that, but are you guys working on trying to help people come up with different types of exercise plans and things like that?
We're not as of yet. I can take that back to the committee, but that's probably going to be okay. Under my, because I'm the one that's the certified aerobic instructor and trainer on the committee. So that'd probably be under my domain, but please contact me. And we can set up something and I can set you up a plan.
Okay. I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And congrats on the life journey.
It's a journey.
It is.
Okay. So we have, who's next?
Christy Crespin. Hi. So with ROP comes a lot of other stuff, including, I have a very difficult time understanding the, When people talk about body movements and things, I don't understand concepts. And I know that you have worked with me during ACB conventions, so I don't understand the directions that are being given. So I don't do workouts because I'm afraid to do it wrong, mm-hmm. And hurt my body. So I'm not sure what to do in terms of that one-on-one showing me how to create those movements in my body. I don't understand angles and that kind of thing. So I don't know if other people are like me, but I just really have a hard time coming onto workouts because I don't get it.
So let me ask you a question. I'm just going to give you a sequence, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if you can just understand what I say. I'm just going to say it. You may not understand it at all. It's probably going to sound foreign to you. Then I'm going to break it down for you, okay?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay, so I'm going to say step touch, right and left. Grapevine, right and left. do a V-step right. So V-step right, V-step left, step touch left. Do you understand anything I'm saying?
Not really.
Okay. I'm going to break it down for you. So I'm going to say the first move, Christy, is step touch. You're going to take your right foot out to three. Both your feet are going to be together when you start. Your right foot's going to go out to 3 o'clock. Your left foot is going to meet your right foot. Your left foot will now go out to 9 o'clock. Your right foot will meet your left foot. That is your step touch.
Okay.
You will pick it up a little bit more than what I just said. So
right.
Okay, but that's the gist of this. That's called a step touch. Okay. So you understood that when I broke that down. Okay.
Yeah.
The grapevine. You're going to step your right foot out to 3 o'clock. Your left foot will cross behind your right foot. Your right foot will go back out to 3 o'clock. Your left foot will meet it. Your left foot will go out to 9 o'clock. Your right foot will cross behind your left foot. Your left foot will go back out to 9 o'clock. Your right foot will touch it. That's a grapevine.
Does your, when you're crossing behind, are you crossing flat footed on your toes?
Correct.
Flat footed?
Mm-hmm. Flat. Okay. You never go on your toes unless you're doing dance moves.
Okay.
Everything I do is flat footed. Unless I start getting crazy, stopping for me, I go on the toes. So I would say for you, what I would do is call me. I could put some stuff together and then you could learn it. Once you learn it and you get bored, we could add more to it.
Okay.
I understand what you're saying because there are some people in your position. So I really, really break it down that way. We've used the clock that way. I'll say for the V step, step your right foot up to 12 o'clock, up to, whoops, sorry, 1 o'clock, if I get the time right. Your left foot up to 11 o'clock,
uh-huh.
Your right foot back to 6 o'clock, your left foot back to 6 o'clock.
Yeah, that would help.
That's a V step.
Okay.
And I always say V for victory because we're all victory.
Yeah.
So there's a lot we could do. It'll just take a little bit and that's perfectly fine because it's a journey for everybody. That's what I'm saying. I may know what I'm doing. And sometimes when I teach, I teach it and I forget to tell people too. So
do you have a cheat sheet?
A cheat sheet?
Yeah. Do you have like a cheat sheet?
I don't, but I could write some stuff up for you and send an email. I've done that for people also.
Yeah, because I'm not thinking just about me. I'm thinking about a lot of other people might be in my situation that would really help to know what you mean by and explaining it in that way.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, either a cheat sheet or like an audio file that would give instructions like that, that somebody could play and go, oh yeah, okay, that's what she means by, you know, child pose or downward dog, or 90 degrees means your arms are like this, or I was trying to use the bands and I couldn't. I was like, I don't know how to do this. So,
yeah, sure. That's a great idea. I'll do that. Thank you. Thanks for the suggestions. Uh-huh. Yay. You just gave me lots of homework. Awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Who's our next raised hand?
Okay, next we have Lori Kastner.
My friend Lori.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good.
I wanted to comment that many years ago, I took yoga on a TV show. It was called Hatha Yoga in You, and the presenter came out with a Braille book, which had raised line drawings of all the moves. And she was also very descriptive on the television. And that's what got me involved with exercise. But several years ago, there was an organization called Blind Alive. And they produced, you had to purchase them, but they produced all sorts of exercise. I would say, I think they were like on the SD cards. And they had very lengthy programs, one that would describe all the exercises and the next that paired with it would take you through the routine. And they went out of business. And I started doing Pilates when I was getting their materials. So I wonder if anyone has ever, if you've ever thought about revisioning that idea of creating materials for actually for purchase where people could buy workouts.
It's a good thought. I've had people ask me to do videos. I'm just not techie enough, but you know, I got Connie Sims that's real techie, so it could happen soon. And Christy, butchering her name, has given me lots of good homework now. So, you know, it could be in the future. So I know Blind Alive was wonderful. So, but yeah. Well,
these could be just MP3 files. They wouldn't even need to be video sure. with blind people. And just a note, I do take Pilates. I take lessons twice a week. I ride a recumbent bike and I do lightweight training with 10-pound weights, which a 10-pound weight in one hand is a lot for a 75-year-old lady. But
wonderful. Well, come to my happy hour cardio sometime. It's
I will.
Dancing around. So thank you.
Hey, we got any more hands?
We do not, Steve, at this point. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, Leslie, this has been really exciting, and I appreciate you coming out and getting all the new homework. And
yeah, I know. I'm excited. I got lots of good homework, lots of good suggestions. So thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
And I think the Blind Alive stuff is somewhere out there on the internet that you can download for free. At least I heard that many months ago. I don't know if it still is, but maybe somebody else is aware of that, but might be able to get those. But great. Thanks for coming. And everybody remember 1 p.m. Pacific time in the ACB community. Sign up for the daily schedule of events, and you'll find out about Leslie's activities along with a whole bunch of other great stuff, community at acb.org. And Leslie, gosh, appreciate you spending part of your afternoon to get us up and get moving in the morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Steve. I really appreciate it. I look forward to seeing lots of you in Jacksonville. So
yes, I'm planning on being there.
And I'm doing some classes virtually. So come, you know, before the week, the virtual part for convention, I'm doing some classes. I'm doing happy hour cardio and I'm doing yoga Lattes. So anybody's interested. So stay tuned. Look in the convention calendar. So
sounds good. All right. Well, thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your convention.
All righty.